Neurodivergent Job Seekers. This blog can also be found as an article in the November 2024 edition of the Career Pursuit magazine, pages 16 to 17, Empowering Military Spouses and Partners Through Career Change. What is neurodiversity? Neurodiversity is diversity in thinking. We all think in different ways. This means that as a human species, we are all neurodiverse, but not all of us are neurodivergent. The term neurodivergent is an inclusive and neutral way to describe any divergence from dominant social standards and includes, but is not limited to, dyslexia, dyspraxia, dyscalculia, dysgraphia, autism, ADHD, Tourette's syndrome, sensory processing differences, OCD, bipolar, and schizophrenia. It is also possible to acquire neurodivergence, for example, through neurological illness or brain injury, such as a stroke or epilepsy. What I see and hear in my work as a neurodiversity coach is that the best outcomes for neurodivergent job seekers happen when a neurodivergent person is empowered to know themselves first, even before seeking out a potential employer and/or position. For many neurodivergent people, especially those of us who have been late identified, growing up and living life without knowing and/or understanding ourselves and our needs has likely been extremely challenging and, for some, traumatic. Add to that the nature of military life and it can get even more complicated. The impact of this on neurodivergent job seekers is huge, including lacking self-confidence, poor self-esteem, not being able to advocate for our needs, masking, hiding our traits, stress, overwhelm, burnout, the list goes on. Neurodivergent people are specialist thinkers. Whether you self-identify as a neurodivergent person or have a diagnosis, do you know what your strengths are? Do you know your areas of struggle? Neurodivergent people have spiky profiles, which means that their cognitive profile is likely to look like this. Having a spiky profile means that you have specific strengths and talents, the peaks, which make doing those specific kinds of tasks, activities, and/or thinking really easy. And you'll see that there are troughs, which indicate that those are likely to be much more difficult. Having an understanding of these peaks and troughs will enable you to share with an employer your unique talents as well as the areas you may need some support and resources to enable you to thrive in your role. Neurotypical people, generalist thinkers, tend to have a cognitive profile that is much more even, indicating that they are good at most things and can do those things with ease. Remember, no two neurodivergent people are the same, even if they have the same neurotype, such as both being dyslexic or having ADHD. The way this shows up day to day will be different, so really having a grasp of how you work at your best will give you an edge when engaging with employers. Neurodivergent talent is often under-recognised and underutilised in the workplace, and so being aware of and being able to communicate about yours will help you stand out. Play to your strengths. Who wouldn't want to play to their strengths at work? This is especially true for neurodivergent people. Of course, there are elements of all jobs, regardless of whether you're neurodivergent or not, that are going to be tricky and a bit of a chore, but on the whole, finding a job that can make use of your strengths so we can unleash and maximise our potential is a win-win. You, as the employee, benefit from being truly engaged and interested in what you're working on. You remain motivated and driven to contribute, and your employer gets good results and satisfied customers. Being clear about the kind of job that you want and how your strengths can fit, therefore enable you to get in touch with your purpose and this can be a useful guide to narrow down your job search. Where you work, i.e. environment, is key. When you're working at your best, what kind of environment are you in? Do you prefer a setting that's a hive of activity, bustling, chaotic even, with lots of demands and time pressure, or do you prefer something that is calm and quiet with few distractions? Maybe you work at your best from the comfort of your own home, when the environment is familiar, predictable, and enables a balance with family life and childcare needs. Environment is frequently overlooked by neurodivergent job seekers, but can be essential in terms of providing the necessary conditions in which to do our best work, especially for those of us who have sensory needs that need accommodating. considering self-employment. In the UK, 10% of the population are dyslexic, and 19% of entrepreneurs know they are dyslexic. Over 30% of business owners have either ADHD, dyslexia, or both. By comparison, 1 to 4% of the population are autistic, but only 20 to 28% of the autistic adults have a job. Being employed doesn't suit everyone. Some people can only work at their best when they're innovating, creating, and being their own boss. Neurodivergent strengths align with entrepreneurial skills, and for some, this can only ever be realised outside of the constraints of an employed position. Finding the right opportunity. Remember, the way employers approach employment is different to the way people looking for work approach it. The employer will want to spend as little money as possible. Therefore, they are much more likely to start looking for someone to fill a role from the inside first. This is why, as a neurodivergent person with specific strengths and interests, it might work in your favour to approach employers speculatively. Call them up, have a conversation, and follow up with your CV. This lets employers know that you specifically want to work with them, that you're genuinely interested in their business and in contacting them directly. You've demonstrated tenacity and that you're willing to make the effort. If you prefer to apply for a job through more traditional processes, be sure you meet the job criteria first. Don't be afraid to follow up, ask for feedback on your applications, and continue to network in between. Neurodivergent strengths are the skills we need for the future. In a recent study into neurodiversity at work, both employers and employees agreed on the strengths of neurodivergent staff. These are the skills that have been referenced as being essential for the future. Hyperfocus, creativity, innovative thinking, detail processing, authenticity. Disclosing your neurodivergence. There is no legal or professional duty to disclose a neurodivergent condition to an employer. However, employers do have a legal responsibility to be supportive and make adjustments. The uncomfortable reality is that negative consequences can arise from both a decision to disclose and a decision not to disclose. I encourage you to use your own discernment and knowledge/understanding of your own needs to come to a decision.